Get Biblical Understanding along with T.A. McMahon. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. This is number 162 in our series of Get Biblical Understanding. In this session, we're reading many, but certainly not all of the biblical verses that have to do with steadfastness. One of the perfect characteristics of God is His steadfastness. He changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants us to be steadfast. Although our steadfastness is not perfect, nevertheless, we are to strive to be steadfast in the faith and in our love of God and one another. Again, the theme of this series is steadfastness. Titus chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, that is, dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 15. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 to 19. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 23. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 to 4. For consider him that endured such contradiction of, that is, hostility from, sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint, that is, discouraged, in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 to 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again as we search the Scriptures in order to get biblical understanding.